Hey everyone, Dr. Miles here. This is Module 2, Video 3, Small Intestinal Bacterial Overgrowth. Part 1 is Module 2, and then Pathogenesis of Disease 2 here. We're talking specifically about thyroid and small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. So there's a connection between hypothyroid or low thyroid and small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. A 2007 study found that about 50% or 1 in 2 people with hypothyroidism have small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And a 2017 study has found that those who take levothyroxine medication may have increased chance for SIBO. There may be a connection between levothyroxine, which is synthetic T4, and an overgrowth of bacteria in the small intestine. Now, we also know that thyroid symptoms can mimic SIBO symptoms. So a low thyroid symptom of constipation can also, of course, be caused by small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. We know low thyroid can be associated with constipation. We know low thyroid is associated with an increased chance for small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. So there may be some confounding variable there, how much of it is caused by low thyroid contributing to the slow transit time, how much of that constipation is due to methane gas from an overgrowth of archaea in the small intestine that are methanogen-producing organisms. So there are contributing factors from both ends. And part of the reason that it's hypothesized that low thyroid function may be associated with small intestinal bacterial overgrowth is that the motility function in the gut is an important function for preventing small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, and that motility function may be slowed or hindered by low thyroid function. We know that there's a migrating motor complex that flushes bacteria, debris, fiber, carbohydrates out of the small intestine into the large intestine naturally during fasting about every 90 minutes. And this motility function may be impaired when thyroid hormone is low. And synthetic T4 may also not adequately do the same thing that natural endogenous thyroid hormone production is doing for that motility function. Now, this is in the realm of theory, but we do have research, of course, that does show that there's increased SIBO with low thyroid, so it makes sense that these mechanisms may be at play. So when we're thinking about this, we have to wonder, does SIBO cause hypothyroidism, or does hypothyroidism cause small intestinal bacterial overgrowth? Well, what's interesting is that in some cases, treating small intestinal bacterial overgrowth can actually improve Hashimoto's or autoimmune hypothyroidism. And in some cases, people taking thyroid medications may be able to reduce their medication need once small intestinal bacterial overgrowth is treated. Now, there's not solid lots of big studies on this, so we can't draw big conclusions, but what we can say is that in our clinical experience, we've definitely seen small intestinal bacterial overgrowth treatment reduce some of the symptoms of hypothyroidism and or reduce some of the need for medication and help that hormone level to come up some. We definitely have seen in research connections between other gut infections, like Helicobacter pylori, for example, with Hashimoto's, and a reduction in thyroid antibodies with treatment of H. pylori. So it wouldn't be too far a stretch to consider that perhaps the treatment of an overgrowth of small intestinal bacteria might reduce thyroid antibodies, but there isn't direct research at present, to my knowledge, saying that it will. So there is enough other evidence for infections like H. pylori, though, that it is a worthwhile and a very safe treatment to treat small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, and that may be helpful in some of the symptoms of hypothyroidism. Now, does hypothyroidism cause small intestinal bacterial overgrowth? Well, that may be because of the motility issue, may make it more likely for someone to overgrow bacteria in the small intestine. And then other infections that can relate to both hypothyroidism, Hashimoto's, and SIBO, like H. pylori, can reduce stomach acid, which can make SIBO more likely because that stomach acid barrier from bacteria getting in is not as robust, which means more bacteria may overgrow more easily in the small intestine. And the H. pylori we know can be connected to antibodies to thyroid. So there we can see another connection as well with Helicobacter pylori. So that's a brief connection between hypothyroidism and small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. If someone has SIBO, good to check also for hypothyroidism. If someone has hypothyroidism, good to check for small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And I'll just briefly mention that antiparietal cell antibodies are another thing to check for in cases of hypothyroidism, and they can impair digestive acid production and intrinsic factor production, which can make B12 deficient. We know SIBO already makes B12 deficient. We know B12 deficiency can cause fatigue. So if there's fatigue and there's hypothyroidism, we'd recommend testing for that as well. Next video is going to be covering when to test for small intestinal and bacterial overgrowth. Thank you so much for watching.